Well, Len can barely contain his joy this morning. You see him jumping up and down there in his den as Air Force One took off, taking President Trump out of Washington for the foreseeable future. That leads off our big three. President Trump has left Washington. Joe Biden is at church now with Mitch McConnell, believe it or not. Old Mitch is at church there, too. Biden will be heading over to the Capitol, be sworn in as the 46th president of the and the oldest president of the United States. Fun little fact here, folks. I bet you didn't know this. When Biden became senator, he was the youngest man ever elected senator back in the day. And now he's the oldest man ever elected president. Bet you didn't know that, Lynn.
Mr. Trivia. By the way, CNN's reporting that Trump did, in fact, leave a note for Biden. That CNN is saying a source says that Trump has left a note for Biden, which I'd love to see that note.
Well, the other interesting, I know what it says. Trust me. Two words.
I've left you a good economy. Don't screw it up.
Well, I don't.
Sleepy Joe, wake up.
That's right. He left the note in a bottle of Geritol along with it as a joke.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, here's interesting, though. Trump's prepared remarks, which he veered off from, he was going to mention the name Joe Biden in his prepared remarks. But at the little rally, his little mini rally he had there, he did not mention Joe Biden's name. So we'll be talking to Sean Spicer. He was at the little farewell rally, talking to him in a few minutes. So we'll get the lay of the land down there. Also in the big three, Governor Cuomo, I will threaten this and I will threaten that, is now threatening Joe Biden, saying if we don't get $15 billion, I'm going to sue you, federal government. Thank you, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Always fighting the good fight on behalf of New Yorkers. Really appreciate it. God, gag me.
So, Michael, if you missed, if anyone in our audience, Donald Trump was at Joint Base Andrews, gave a little speech. Then he got on Air Force One, and he's headed to Florida. But here's a little bit of what the president had to say at Joint Base Andrews.
Thank you very much, and we love you. And I can tell you that from the bottom of my heart. This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together.
And he said, Michael, kind of like the Terminator.
So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Uh-huh. Does that sound familiar?
I'll be back.
There you go.
Now, Len, how did you feel when he said, we'll be back in some form?
Oh, I thought of Arnold.
I'll be back.
And I don't know what form. I'm curious what life form that is going to take. Yes, I am curious. I thought it was very interesting when he said that.
A mild heart attack when he said, we'll be back.
Len, are you going to have a celebratory dinner today? You celebrating?
He's got a big happy smile on his face.
Len, how are you going to celebrate today?
He's going to get a vaccine.
Pretty much the same way we have every day since Election Day. 5 o'clock rolls around.
Nothing special. Toast. No Joe Biden dinner.
Well, what would a Biden dinner be? Don't tell me oatmeal. See, I beat you to the punch.
Jello.
To the punch, guys.
Right. Nothing that you could crack your teeth on. I think. Got to be
careful. Yeah. Well, I.
The jokes are going to come. They're going to come for the next 4 years, Len. Come on.
Well, we're going to get to, Sean Spicer's just leaving that event. So hopefully we'll get to him in a few minutes. So I think in the interim, Michael, we should head over to Alice.
Yeah, let's check in with WOR's Alice Stockton-Rossini. She's on the street interviewing New Yorkers. What is their assessment of the Trump era? And what do they want Joe Biden to do as soon as he takes the oath of office?
Yeah, so, we'll get to Alice. We'll get to her momentarily. Yeah,
and Sean Spicer momentarily too. So in the meantime,
we're going to get to everybody. We have a jam-packed show.
If we can get to them.
What do you got, Natalie? We're good with Alice. All right, Alice.
How you doing?
What are people?
How's everybody? How you doing? It's a great day if you are anti-Trump. Not such a great day for Trump supporters.
Stood up for the American people, gave the country back to the people. I'm a little bummed. Got to say that pretty emphatically bummed, yeah.
His nasty tweets, his pettiness for to be a president, I've never seen anything like that in my lifetime. You know, it's disgraceful.
I like Trump. He's done everything that he can for the country. Yeah. He's our president. He's going to be our president. I don't believe that Biden's going to be sworn in. I think he's going to be arrested.
Him and his son are criminals.
Yeah, well, there's a guy with a firm touch of reality. They're going to arrest Biden's going to be walking up the steps. They'll say, put your hands behind your back. And they're going to read him as Miranda. What is this guy, nuts?
As we speak, I see Air Force One's turning back, Len. It's coming back.
They forgot Barron. They're coming back to get Barron. You know, where is he? They left him at the White House.
Oh, yeah. Where do you find these? Alice, where do you find these people?
I tell you, you got to look. Let me tell you. That's why the National Guard is there. John says Trump's term was one of the most difficult in history, primarily because of the pandemic.
I think that Trump had the most garbage put on him than any president in the history of the United States. The economy and everyone was doing great till this Chinese virus came over. No matter what the man would have done, even on January 1st, if he would have told everyone to stay home, keep your kids out of school, don't go to work, close your business, they would have thought he was out of his mind. If people blame President Trump for not wearing a mask, then why not just ignore him and listen to Fauci and follow your own mindset? You know, people should want a president, not a shepherd, and be led like sheep. Think for yourself.
Well, I don't know. I understand what he's saying, but I don't know if I agree with that, Alice. But go ahead.
That's okay. As for what Biden's priorities should be.
Make us all join together and look at what's important. Less violence and more communication with each other.
Forgive my student loans.
Instead of waiting for a stimulus package from a president for $600 or $1,200, hand China a bill for $600 trillion to support this economy and other economies in the world that they destroyed with their ineptness and total disregard for human life.
Book a vacation at one of the Trump hotels and get some fashion tips for his wife from Melania. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. That's the first thing I would love to see.
I don't know where. Okay. Yeah, this is great. Great, Alice.
What? You don't like it? Wait a minute. You know, Morty, that last guy, for him, Trump's greatness expands well beyond the Oval Office.
His gorgeous hair, how much money I won at his casinos, WWE, Battle of the Billionaires, when him and Vince McMahon fought each other, and he got to shave McMahon's head. That's great presidential quality. That's fantastic. See, with Biden, it's not much to shave.
Way to go, Morty.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
That's it's very, very empty here. I've been at the Moynihan train station, which is gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Here. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Alice, I want to get there. Can you give us a description of it? I've been meaning to get up there. Here, it's really spectacular.
My God. It's cavernous. It's just huge. It's like when you first saw the new World Trade Center PATH station and you walked in and just went, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm in the bottom of the Grand Canyon looking up. It's just spectacular and so much light. I'm not in there right now. Everything is sparkling new. Everything is clean. And it's just a beautiful train station. But there's nobody in it. So it's really weird. And everything echoes when you're in there. But and then even on the other side, there's a lot of police here. It's just a very weird feeling today. I don't know if people took the day off for the inauguration or, like our first guy, Andrew, they're just so depressed and so down about, you know, Trump leaving office. I don't know. But it's just, there's just not a lot of people here today, and it's got me feeling a little bit uneasy, if you know what I mean.
Interesting. Oh, Alice, you're still there?
I don't know.
Still with us?
They think, are you still there? Hello? Come in.
No, we're here. Sorry, I thought we lost you for a second. Sorry.
There is. But, you probably did. Should Inauguration Day be a holiday? There's a push for that, you know, so maybe people just started taking it into their own hands and decided to take the day off. I don't know.
A lot of people working from home anyway, so. Well, there's the Capitol with, nobody's there. Nobody's there. Nobody's at the Moynihan train station where Alice is, so everybody's home today, I guess. All right, Alice, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Alice. Say hi to Morty for us.
Yeah, right. Morty. God. But, you know, Len, when she talked to some of these Democrats there she interviewed, this is what they want.
Hey, I don't want student loans. I just want to go everything for free, man. Yeah, I shouldn't have to pay for college. Should be free. Right, Len?
I thought you were going to mock the first person who said they should bring everyone together and we should heal as a nation. I'm surprised you didn't mock that, Mr. Riedel.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, you lefties. Yeah, and we had our buddy, and we like him, Steve Roberts, the ABC News political analyst. But he, like you, Len, believes that Biden is going to be a healing force, a calming force. What you guys misunderstand is there is real, real anger on the part of the left, and they do not want to compromise with Republicans. They want to ram through their radical agenda, and they will push Biden. They will push him really hard. These hardcore lefties are in no mood to compromise.
They're not in a minority. You're talking about a small fringe group. That's it.
It's not a small fringe group, no way. All right, coming up next, we hope we get Sean Spicer, the president's first press secretary, on the phone. He was there for the final mini rally the president had before he took off. So with any luck, when we come back, we will be talking to our buddy, Sean Spicer, coming up next.
Presenting the best of the best podcasts at our 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Almost 100 million people listen to podcasts every month, and you can check out all the categories and nominees now at iHeartRadio.com/podcast awards. And you can watch the show tomorrow night on iHeartRadio's YouTube and Facebook channel. This is great. Our buddy Sean Spicer's with us. He was the president's first press secretary. He hosts Spicer and Company weeknights on Newsmax at 6 and 9. He was just at the president's going away ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. And Sean, welcome to the show. You know, it took you 4 years, but you're right. I mean, Trump's inauguration crowd, much bigger than Biden's. You're right.
Oh, wow. You know,
oh, is it? Oh,
well,
hilarious.
Had to go there, right? You just had to go there, didn't you?
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
I did, but you know what? At least I'll be right this time.
You are. So takes a while. You just want to be right in the end.
That's
hey,
right.
Sean, you were at the mini rally there, and I'm just wondering, did you notice if Scaramucci or John Bolton were there? Because apparently they were both invited.
I didn't see them, but I'm short, so you know. Who knows who got by me, but I don't believe they were there.
Well, was it what do you make of the president saying we will be back in some form? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's typical Trump. It's almost like wait till next season. You know, I think that, you know, he will have some kind of political entity, whether or not he actually is a candidate or not is obviously to be seen. But I think that he is going to continue to be a force within the Republican Party, and we'll see how that manifests himself, whether it's through some kind of leadership pack or organization of some sort.
You know, I like to kid with you, but to be serious for a moment, we're on with Sean Spicer, the president's first press secretary. You were there at the beginning 4 years ago. You're right there at the end. What were your thoughts as you watched the president make his final speech as president of the United States?
It was funny you asked that question, Len, because I was thinking about it as it's happening, and I thought, you know, you're in the moment, and I think it's going to take a day or two to digest the end of this administration, the beginning of the next, because for 4 years I've lived the ups and downs and back and forth of this administration, and to suddenly shift gears that there's a new administration in town, new policy, new people, it's just going to take a little bit of time to recognize the shift. So I don't think I can answer that yet, because I don't think I've fully digested that, you know, that shift has occurred, because, you know, technically I guess it hasn't. And this afternoon, as then President Biden will start talking about his agenda, and these people will be out there, and it'll be a different set. I think it'll really start to come to fruition.
So, Sean, at the end of the day, would you have advised the president to meet with Joe Biden, to have him to the White House, to go to the inaugural, or would you have been on the side and said, you know, just get out of town?
I would have advised him to do it, and I know that that puts me in a minority probably of some of the president's advisors. But I think that it's the right thing to do, not just for the country, but for the world. You're never wrong to be the bigger person, and I think to be graceful and kind, and I think that this is not just about our country, but it's about all of the countries in the world that emulate our system and that look to us as this beacon of democracy and freedom, and to see that two political opponents can get together afterwards and say, I disagree with your policies, I don't like the outcome of the election, but I'm going to respect the outcome, whether or not, you know, I still have issues or not. I think it's something that the world needs to see.
Sean, we got about 30 seconds left. The word is that the president did leave a note for Joe Biden. What do you think he possibly said?
I think it's probably short and sweet, which is, I wish you the best. I'm dead serious. You saw him at the end. He's going to say, Joe, I love this country. I wish you success. I think it's short and sweet, but I think that sentiment will be there. I know how moved he was personally by what President Obama had said in his note to him, and I think that he will have a very similar sentiment to Joe Biden and say, I love this country. I want you to do best for, you know, to do well for the sake of the country.
Sean Spicer, you can see him, Spicer and Company, weeknights on Newsmax at 6 and 9. Thanks, Sean. Always great having you on.
Take care, Sean.
Bye. See you guys. Take care.
Bye. All right. Let's go to the latest news at 9:30 with an update on the markets. Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Len. We're about to see a changing of the guard. Things are in motion. President Trump has said goodbye. President-elect Biden is set to be sworn in at the Capitol at noon. Trump left the White House this morning, then spoke at Joint Base Andrews before he got on Air Force One for the last time, headed to Mar-a-Lago.
You are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
Trump did not stick around for the inauguration, becoming the first outgoing president to skip the ceremony in more than 100 years. But as Len just mentioned, he did, surprisingly, leave a note in the White House Oval Office for the incoming president.
The Geritol is in the medicine cabinet on the second shelf.
I'm surprised you didn't mention where they put the Depends.
Now, the question is, usually these are little private conversations. I don't think Trump ever revealed what Obama said to him. But I'm sure we're going to find out what Trump said. I'm sure it'll be mocked in some fashion. But anyway, he
don't
did
leave.
Don't
be so sure. Biden may keep it private.
Maybe not. All right. The president-elect attending Mass this morning at the Washington Cathedral of St. Matthews. He's going to need some divine help. He was joined by Republican leaders in Congress for the Mass as well. And yesterday, Biden said goodbye to his home state of Delaware.
I'm honored. I'm truly honored to be your next president and commander-in-chief, and I'll always be a proud son of the state of Delaware.
After he takes his oath of office around noon today, Biden will deliver a 20-minute speech that is going to focus on uniting the country. Security, of course, is extremely tight for the inaugural today. Fences are up, the public not allowed on the National Mall, and 25,000 National Guard troops are patrolling the streets, keeping things safe. We have some coronavirus vaccine issues to talk about. Mayor de Blasio says the city could run out of its doses as soon as tomorrow, and he says existing appointments would have to be canceled. He's hoping the Biden administration can improve the rollout of the vaccine. Governor Murphy says the same issue in New Jersey. They have expanded the ability to distribute the vaccine, but they don't have enough doses. And history being made today with Joe Biden taking office for the media, believe it or not. ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN have all appointed new chief White House correspondents, and they're all women. Ooh. Cecilia Vega at ABC. So there goes Jonathan Carl. He got the boot. Nancy Cordes.
He got the boot. He got promoted. All these people got promoted.
Where's Carl get promoted to?
Well, they call him a chief Washington national correspondent.
Well, he's got a new the weekly radio show he's going to be doing. No, he's got new stuff.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what they say. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No longer the chief White House correspondent. That seems to me about the epitome of what you can do in journalism.
Actually, by the way, you know, this is going to be a lonely job anyway. During the Trump years.
It's going to be a boring job. Nobody cares.
Yeah, a lot of FaceTime. I don't know how much FaceTime these guys are going to get with Biden. Anyway, Nancy Cordes, CBS, Kristen Welker at NBC, and Caitlin Collins at CNN. Right. Did she hate Trump? She hated Trump. Well, all of those people hated Trump.
I thought she was pretty straight. You know, I thought you'd be happy that Acosta's gone at CNN.
Yeah, where's Acosta going?
He's being promoted. He's going to have his own weekend show on CNN. They're all getting promoted.
Yeah.
Let's see how he does in the ratings. Let's wait.
You got promoted too, Michael, as soon as
as soon as what? When Len leaves?
Yeah. Hey, As far as anyone can tell, this is the first time this has happened for all women. Also, a big change at the Washington Post. Ashley Parker's replacing Philip Rucker as the White House bureau chief. So, women in charge. Let's get to Wall Street. The S&P's up 22, NASDAQ up 135.
All right. Thanks, Joey B. And we
have
get
a
back.
Nice life.
We're gonna, what's that, Michael?
Have a nice life, just like the president said.
Oh, that was Joe. Okay. Have a nice life. Yeah. And he and he also said he'll be back, just like the Terminator. We get back. ABC News correspondent Andrew Dimbert is going to join us. He's in Washington. President Trump has now departed. We are 2 hours away from President Biden. We'll have the latest coming up next at 9:50, our morning show recap. If you've avoided certain activities because your mobility isn't like it used to be, or you're living with nagging pain, then you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They will restore your freedom to live life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life. Trinity Rehab has the EPAT machine. This is FDA-approved, non-surgical, acoustic, pressure wave technology. It's similar to what's used to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue. It enhances healing, and it gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you could be virtually pain-free. It's so effective that Olympic athletes and the New York professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. There's no prescription needed to get started. With locations all over New Jersey, including Clifton, Emerson, East Windsor, and now in Shrewsbury. Call Trinity Rehab today. 800-518-0977. That's 800-518-0977, or visit their website, trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.
Well, the handoff of power begins here at 11:16 a.m. Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president, the first Catholic, I think, Len, since John F. Kennedy.
That's true.
And
I remember the big deal that was made out of JFK at the time, and no one said boo about this, so how times have changed.
Well, we know the Pope is really secretly controlling Joe Biden.
Well, there you go. The way he did with JFK. That was the charge, that JFK was going to be taking his orders from the Vatican. And of course,
he was going to be a puppet of the Pope. I remember that. Well, I don't remember it, but I heard about that. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Trump is in the air on his way to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. He still is president. He still has the nuclear codes, Len, which might give you a little cause for concern there. But at 11:50, I think, is when the code that Trump has is deactivated. So he could still, you know, have some fun pressing some buttons up there on Air Force One. All right, so what does the future hold for Donald Trump? What does it mean when he said in his little mini rally, I'll be back in some form, we'll be back in some
form. Well, here's what he said.
So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
I'll be back.
There you go. Going to be
back. All right, let's check in with ABC News correspondent Andrew Dimbert down in Washington. So, Andrew, what do you make of we'll be back in some form? What does that phrase tell us, Andrew?
Well, I'm pretty sure that, when the coronavirus subsides, the White House will be giving tours to the public again, so anybody can come and get a tour of the White House.
Get a tour.
There's always been rumors that he wants to run again in 2024, right? I mean, I don't think that's a secret. Not necessarily that Trump has come out and said, I am running in 2024. But, you know, you read the tea leaves here and some of the remarks he's made over the last couple of weeks here. Yeah, and, you know, kind of doubled down on it again today. He said, we will be back in some way, is his exact quote. But honestly, nobody really knows what's next for Trump. I don't even think Trump knows necessarily long term what is next for him as well. Before he boarded Air Force One for Florida, that's where he'll be for at least the next few months, or the next chapter in his life will be, for now, at Mar-a-Lago, even though there's a contingency of West Palm Beach residents who don't even want him to stay there. But that's a whole nother
another issue.
Yeah.
We're on with Andrew Dimbert, the ABC News correspondent. Andrew, you've been covering Trump. Does any of the last few days surprise you, the fact he did not invite Biden, he didn't concede, he didn't invite him to the Oval Office, he's not going to the inauguration, but he did leave a note, people are saying. That's eye-opening.
Yeah, we're still looking into that to see, you know, confirm that reporting, and then also see, like, what is in that note. But in terms of surprises, I mean, no. He's very on brand for Trump. Even in his final message today as president, it was vintage Donald Trump. Yes, you know, a lot of it was like reflection, and talking about his accomplishments over the last 4 years, but also his speech was filled with grievances and exaggerations on some of those accomplishments. And look, you know, whether or not he left this note, he still hasn't had direct communication with Joe Biden, which breaks in tradition. I mean, you know, for example, the Obamas extended those same niceties to the Trumps. You know, there was direct communication between, you know, Obama and Trump. Here you don't have that direct communication between Trump and Biden. In fact, in his message today, he didn't even mention Joe Biden by name, although he did wish the next administration luck. I will say Vice President Mike Pence, however, you know, he didn't go that route. He did actually reach out to Kamala Harris directly, keeping that sort of tradition of handing over the baton to the next administration.
Hey, Andrew, can you see Trump trying to burnish his reputation the way Jimmy Carter did by building houses for Habitat for Humanity?
Oh, that'll happen, yeah.
Habitat for Humanity, I don't know about that. I've been to some Habitat for Humanity houses, and they're not laden with gold or escalators, so I'm not sure he'll go that route. But it really is. That's kind of like the big question here, right? I mean, you know, if you're looking at Trump and not the next administration, what is next for Trump and the Republican Party? These are questions that I don't even think you know, Trump and the Republican Party have answers to necessarily. So we'll have to wait and see. You know, I remember after Obama left office, he kind of went away for a while, had that vacation in, I think, Hawaii, and kind of just laid low. I mean, look, being president is stressful. I mean, just go and you could Google any president before and after pictures when they got into office and when they got out of office, whether they were in it for 4 or 8 years, and they look like they aged a century. So it is a very difficult job. So I would imagine that Trump will maybe do the same and kind of relax in Mar-a-Lago for a little bit before deciding his next move, whatever that is.
Well, Andrew, I don't think his hair color changed in the 4 years.
Well, not yet, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see what if this kind of that skin color glow changes from time to time, but.
All right, Andrew Dimbert, ABC News correspondent down in Washington, covering Trump. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
You know what's going to be interesting, Michael, is how he gets the word out, because he's permanently banned from Twitter. So if he does want to make some noise or try to do something, it's going to be interesting to see what form of media he takes, because he doesn't have Twitter.
Well, with any luck, maybe he'll become a regular guest on the Len Berman and Michael Riedel show in the morning.
That ain't happening either, I don't think.
You gonna veto?
No, I'd be happy to have him if he'd come on. We had him on before you arrived on the scene. We had him on a few times.
All right, here's a good story coming up next. The mystery of the Loch Ness Monster has been solved. Stick around for that one.
2020 was a crazy year. I truly believe Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies have helped me stay healthy throughout the year. Balance of Nature has taken 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies and ground them into capsules in order to keep all the nutrients of over 10 servings of fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is giving you their best offer to start the year, 35% off plus free shipping when you use promo code WOR. Give your immune system a huge boost and give your body enough nutrients of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, all from Balance of Nature. Give them a call. They'll even put you in touch with a free health coach to help you get set up and answer any questions you have. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. They'll take 35% off your first order and ship them to you free with promo code WOR. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code WOR and get 35% off your first preferred order, plus free shipping with promo code WOR. Well, we are wrapping things up on Inauguration Day. All of us eagerly awaiting Joe Biden's inaugural speech coming up.
Oh, can't wait.
Right? In a couple of hours, as he takes the oath of office. President Trump is winging his way to Florida as we speak. Coming up the top of the hour, Mark Simone, and he'll be welcoming Boston radio host Howie Carr. And your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up after the news at 10 o'clock. So you buried the lead, Michael. They solved the Loch Ness Monster, and we got to wait 4 hours in the show to hear the solution here?
I know. I mean, far more important than the inauguration of Joe Biden and the departure from Washington from Donald Trump is that a scientist in Scotland, Professor Bauer, his name is, he believes he has discovered the secret of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. It is, he says, an ancient sea turtle that was trapped in Loch Ness. Get this, because Loch Ness once upon a time had a channel that went out into the sea, but that channel has since been closed off. And this ancient sea turtle, these ancient sea turtles, they kind of got locked in Loch Ness. And they've been around for, you know, almost a billion years or so.
Is that big?
Ancient, yeah. Well, they're big. Well, they have, remember the Loch Ness has three humps? Remember the famous pictures of the three humps of Nessie?
Right.
No, you don't. Anyway.
No,
the three humps are three turtles swimming on the surface. That's what they are. They're ancient sea turtles.
Okay. There you go. Solved. There you go. Breaking news. All right. If you missed any of our show, we had a fun time today, an important day, obviously, with the transition of power. You can check out our podcast at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. A couple of highlights for you. We had Sean Spicer on, the president's first press secretary. He was at the ceremony for President Trump at Joyce Base Andrews before he took off in Air Force One. And we asked Sean, well, what's next for Donald Trump?
I think that, you know, he will have some kind of political entity. Whether or not he actually is a candidate or not is obviously to be seen. But I think that he is going to continue to be a force within the Republican Party, and we'll see how that manifests himself, whether it's through some kind of leadership pack or organization of some sort.
Well, and Trump himself said he will be back in some form, maybe an ancient sea turtle. Hey, we had Dr. Gregory Poland from the Mayo Clinic answering your vaccine questions. And one of our listeners wanted to know what happens if you don't get the second dose you're supposed to get and that drags out and you don't get it for a while.
All vaccines that we have that require more than one dose, except for Shingrix, all other vaccines, the longer you wait between doses, the better the immune response. Of course, until you get the second dose, there will be a proportion of people who remain at risk.
Okay. And the guys, they think I've gotten the vaccine. I don't know where they got that idea.
But you're pretty high up there on the line right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm nowhere close.
Really have to pull?
No.
What kind of strings do you have to pull then? Just, you know,
I'm okay
show them
you're
tell them your
the
real
vaccine.
Age, and then you'll be right there.
Well, in New York
State, right
over 65. Okay,
yeah,
I'm no,
you should
65.
Be right there with the nursing home patients. I mean,
stop.
Nursing home patients and then Len.
That's right.
But all I'm going to say...
Veteran sportscasters.
I think every...
Hello, HR.
Exactly.
Yeah, we called HR on your little ageism jokes. I have not gotten the vaccine yet, okay? Operative
yet
word is
the,
yet.
Yet is the key word.
Yep. Key word. Yep. And, we had an argument about Trump. That never happens around here.
Good morning,
it's over.
Every freaking morning. It's over, Len.
It's
over and done with. But
yes.
He's so petty. He's so petty and small.
But that doesn't forgive it.
We need to complain about Trump. We've moved on. We've turned the page.
God.
This is Joe Biden time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave Trump alone.
Okay.
This is Joe Biden time.
So you admit, okay, I'll move on. If you frickin' frack admit that, yes, he's a petty little man and he should have conceded the election, which he still hasn't done, and he should have welcomed Biden into the White House. When you guys say that that's all true, then I'll move on. He did leave a note, though, they said. Can't wait to see what he said. All right, on tomorrow's show, Governor David Patterson at 7:35. Chris Matthews will wrap it all up for us, the political commentator at 8:05. Larry Hackett, the ABC Entertainment contributor, 8:35. Dr. Arthur Kaplan, NYU bioethics professor, 9:05. Thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the inauguration. It's 10 o'clock.